Yeah. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City. It's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation. If you want to take advantage of PWDs, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations. You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with Derek Lee Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkard, along with Johnny. Tonight we have a topic that all gamers should be either really excited about, at least for the thought of making some cachet on Super Nintendo that just recently came out from the Nerdist. Our other topic involves Virgin Atlantic working on a new program scheme to help those with different abilities. Not to feel less stressed. And our last topic involves an employee at Walmart within Pennsylvania who is hoping he could at least keep his job. However, there are changes that could negatively impact him, all because he has different abilities, which is pretty horrible. I do say so myself. See someone just basically put themselves just thinking about what this person is going through. Which, before we get to that topic, let's get on to this Super Nintendo Super Mario game that has been totally mint condition and thought that people typically play their video games, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty uncommon for games from 30 some odd years ago to just be mint condition.
Because if you're young, like, you know you want to take that out of the box.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if a parent just told whomever who is selling it, please don't open it. At some point, it will be worth...
it'll be worth a buttload of money.
Yeah. More like $100,000, which is pretty big. pretty, it's definitely, it's definitely one of those games that you don't really hear about because ended up selling for quite a bit of money, too.
Yeah. I know all these old cartridge games are being sold for a lot of money.
So a lot of value.
Especially the ones like mint condition.
Oh, wow. Because this is a cartridge and, well, and apparently it was auctioned off at Heritage Auctions by the Nerdist article that I've seen. My thing is how, I wonder who prevented their child from playing the game. Because apparently it sold for a record-setting $100,150.
Plus, you don't see the old Nintendo, the old NES boxes anymore.
Right. And most people, most kids during that time,
especially the greatest NES game of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's such a well-known game. Most people would be wanting to keep to play it, enjoy it. So
it pretty much started the whole home console revolution.
Yeah. So this
before that was nothing.
Mm-hmm. I believe they also said that Zelda being sealed only sold for over $3,000. So this is the one that pretty much rarest of them all. So
yeah, this was a black box. Black Box Mario Brothers game.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Brothers.
And you as a gamer, how likely do these things come about being sold or even seeing the rarest of the rare? Rare games being sold, especially in mint condition.
Mint condition black box, which, by the way, the black box is some of the very first ones.
Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty big deal. Isn't it? Like, for, like, the standards of Super Mario and the game system as a whole.
It's like finding like a rare baseball card in mint condition.
Oh wow! Or could we also compare it to winning the lottery? Having those games by what they have, by what they actually have. Have out there too, and the more that's out there, what does this have? And does this show? And you being a gamer, what potential do you see? Especially where there's a lot of games that are out there, and they're not as rare or. I wouldn't say rare. There are games that do well, and then there's games that don't do well. You're the gamer, so.
I know, I don't have any copies like that worth $100,000, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you're definitely, you also have,
they've gotten a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. So this is a pretty big deal, seeing something like this getting put out there.
I think this was extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
Without any wear either.
Oh wow.
That's like a time capsule.
Mm. So pretty big deal. If
it's
you say
pretty
so.
Much gonna be the bench.
Oh wow. So there will be no games to actually
all the games will be compared to that.
Oh wow. Okay. That's something. Because I wouldn't expect someone to, what's the word? I wouldn't expect it to be the scenario of, that it being that much. And just having that.
Especially being like one of the first ones,
mm-hmm.
one of the first ones that started the whole
mm-hmm.
modern home consoles.
Right. So
before that, the video game industry, it was in a crash.
Oh wow! So pretty much this game was the beginning of everything.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So this will now be considered a pretty big deal by those who collect games too.
It's like all the big collectors will be looking for it now.
Mm-hmm. So this is definitely going to be... This is something that... Do you see any games potentially coming into a forefront of what to expect with their... With their any changes?
Because I know after that there was like 11 different variations of
mm-hmm.
the box.
Oh wow, that's something in and of itself.
Think if you had the original.
So pretty much a very big deal.
It's pretty much amazing right there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there is...
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I do believe this is the highest ever for a video game.
Oh, wow.
Sold auction.
Wow. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And gamers should definitely look through their collections to see what they actually have, because never know what you have in your own collections too. That's for sure.
So if you look on Amazon, like for
mm-hmm.
Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing prices like a 70, 80, 100,
oh, wow.
200.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal. That's huge. Especially when you could see what's actually there, too.
Yeah.
So, this really leads a lot to... This is not something that you should just... That people should be going, oh my god, this is pretty cool.
I mean, the retro game market right now is huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, pretty, very big deal. And they do what they need to do. In the retro game market, it's open season, right? You know more than me.
And if you find an original, that's like finding a diamond.
Oh, wow.
Original that's in great condition.
Wow. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's shocking to see what actually what will be going on to see what's actually going to what people want too. If people want the current games or have their or just go about what they want as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see people actually playing retro games on a Twitch like all the time.
Oh, wow. So it's a very big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And this is definitely something that is very big deal.
I guess one, people like the old games, mm-hmm. and two, it brings back nostalgia.
Right.
And also, the old games are mm-hmm. lot more difficult than they were today.
Right.
They didn't hold your hand back then.
Right. So, these games definitely come with... are not for the faint of heart.
Oh, no. Sometimes you want to throw your controller hard.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they definitely, I think the new games definitely have a lot are good, just there's something that is lacking with the retro games that aren't like the retro games where it really pushes you.
It's like the newer games, like this is good, but...
Mm-hmm. Right. I think there's a, it's a big deal. When the older games, you were pushed. It was never easy. So this is something pretty...
You were pushed, like... But in the end, it was so worth it.
Right. And it also...
Anyways.
Yeah. And going on to our next topic, Virgin Atlantic.
Getting off topic a little bit here.
Yeah. Virgin Atlantic has now started a new scheme, they're calling it, to help lessen the stress of those with invisible disabilities, which is pretty cool. To see a company wanting to provide a stress-free flying to those who take their airlines. And this is all to help those with hidden different abilities, like autism, Asperger's syndrome, anyone on the autism spectrum, amongst the other different abilities. This is progress. This is a sign. This should be. I think there's a lot of growth. This shows a lot of growth within Virgin Atlantic, and a lot of other airlines could actually benefit from seeing what happens with. What happens with this new program, too? So this could be a big deal. I hope that this becomes more well known and the ability to get. The ability that is actually going to be there. This could be something that other groups could actually benefit from looking into and seeing if this is a success or if it's an actual flop. We don't know until we actually see. Yeah. So this could be something in the future that a lot of other businesses could actually benefit from too. And the growth can be groundbreaking, and it could lead this scheme. Could actually be like the Independent is calling being rather beneficial and not something.
Because we all need a little help.
Oh, yeah. And being able to see this, being able to see what the potential is a big deal. And more people see it, the more people are willing to see what's going on, the better it will be. And that's the biggest thing. When everyone's wanting to be accepted, this is the way for everyone to feel included and not have to worry about being stressed out, too. Because more stress the more stressful things become,
oh,
the
more
difficult it's going to be.
Here's the best part.
Yeah.
And here's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
The scheme is available at no extra cost.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That takes away a lot of stress prior to actually going on your flight. And so this is a pretty big deal. And the more people are willing to see what's going on, the more and more it's actually going to benefit people in the end. So having this is only going to help people in the long run. And the beauty of it is getting the chance to have, getting the chance to do this will only make things a lot safer, better traveling too. On another note, that is just, I have no words for what to think about Walmart right now. Walmart in Sullivan County or Sealings Grove, Pennsylvania is changing the way their description of what a greeter is. And there's a person within Pennsylvania who's ended up, his story is went viral. And he's been working there for 10 years, and he's diagnosed with cerebral palsy, and he's been there, he hopes to have his job, yet Walmart is basically changing his job description to basically require him to, due to what his diagnosis is, they're wanting him to stand and lift up to 20 pounds. When unfortunately that is not possible, and he's been there over 10 years. And this person has, story has went viral on Facebook, and a lot of people are disheartened with this too. And now Walmart has reached out to him, is trying to reach out due to some, and also there's a lot of people who are in support of this gentleman who's going to be affected by this change. Johnny, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, if you can't lift 25 pounds, like, it's kind of not fair.
And also standing, too. And
standing.
Yeah. And this person has been there for so long, and someone started a petition. It's gone viral. I really hope that Walmart changes, really thinks about this person and really thinks about how much they're doing a disservice, because as much as there's been updates and there's a lot of people willing to hire him, the fact that he's been there for so long, I really think they should be doing better for someone who's been there for 10 years. There's a certain point where how much is one supposed to, well, take from being one from just expecting to do this, from just taking what they're giving. I really hope that Walmart realizes that there are people there who work with all different abilities in every store that they have. And the more and more that they're going to do less of an the more and more that they change things to have it where it's those employees work in unsuitable conditions due to their new regulations.
Because they want to make as much money as possible.
Right. So there's a point where there has to be someone who's willing to step up, and Walmart should be willing to work with this person and provide reasonable accommodations. And the fact that they don't want to, shame on them. Because the more they do this, the more and more they're going to lose. More and more people are going to really not want to, could really pick and choose where they shop too. Especially if people don't want to see what they're seeing. And with this story gaining national attention, it's a big deal. It's not some, what's the word? There's definitely a way, there's a need for this. And the more people are willing to say, nope.
Wait.
This person deserves better, then what more will Walmart provide for their employees? It's very difficult. For one to just expect. It really makes things interesting and not for the best. Because how does one just justify this?
He's got a stand, but yet he's like a wheelchair and crutches. Like,
and it's difficult to just expect someone to stand without just being willing to just be respectful too, and be willing to actually work with someone and say, well, is this needed? It's a big deal. No one should have to be going through this either. And when someone is just wanting to work and have something be done, it's a pretty big deal.
I mean, especially everything's going up.
Mm-hmm. And isn't Pennsylvania now starting to work on getting higher minimum wage?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Governor Wolf is attempting to do that. So what's the sense of actually stepping up and doing stuff to benefit people, not be the way they're actually being? Because more and more people have the ability to, well, there are ways to work with someone. There are ways to actually be willing to see what's going on. It does not make it right what they're doing. And in reality, the more someone wants to act like this, doesn't make people want to actually do much of anything.
I mean, you get disheartened.
Mm-hmm. So if someone's willing to step up and do, then there's a great need for this. To just be the one to say, yes, no, is this going to actually, is the person that is there going to actually do something, or is this going to ultimately be the one to what really what's actually going to make it better, and what will be the best way possible? And more people have the ability to stand up and do. It does not make things that goes on, especially when someone's making a living, to, well,
isn't it in the ADA where you gotta make like special
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yep, it is. So, which actually would apply to this. And Walmart could find themselves in legal trouble if the family wanted to report them for breaking the ADA. I'm sure that there's recourses for this as well. Is what's stopping the family from actually doing what they need to do? Yeah. Because if the son is actually, if this person's actually doing something and is working and being a very
uh, asking filing for assistance
working.
Right now.
Yeah.
Filing for assistance right now is like crazy. Impossible.
Mm-hmm. So why stop someone from working? All because they're changing their policies. This does not make things right.
It also like you will comply with this or you'll be let go. Which is wrong.
And when the ADA comes in to play, that's not going to be beneficial to them. Let alone having that ability to just have and do. It just does not work out in their favor. I hope Walmart realizes that this is going to negatively impact this person too. It's not going to be easy for them.
It's tough out there as it is.
Mm-hmm. So this could only mean, I could only hope that the petition and it going viral, those who are involved work to get to resolve this for this person. Because there's a certain point where people do have to really think about what is actually necessary to do and what is acceptable. And these changes aren't going to help make things the best. It doesn't make things right. And it shows. The lack. That there's a real disconnect and a lack of just a lack of understanding of what actually goes on. So this is definitely something that a lot of people should think about, because if it's happening to one, if it's happening to this person, how many other people will it be happening to? And on that note, we will be back on Monday, same time, same place.
Same network.
Yep. And on that note, bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night.